सर्वस्य चाहम् हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत स्मृतिर्गानम् अपोहनम् च वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यो वेदांत कृत वेदविद् चाहम्। बोलिए फेमस वर्ड्स।
सर्वस्य चाहम् हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत् स्मृति ज्ञानम् अपोहनम् च वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यो वेदान्त कृत् वेद विदेव चाहम्।
प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। सर्वस्य ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स च एन अहम आई हृदि इन द हार्ट सन्निविष्ट सिचुएटेड मत फ्रॉम मी स्मृति रिमेम्बरेंस ज्ञान नॉलेज अपोहनम फॉरगेटफुलनेस च एंड वेदै बाय द वेदास च आल्सो सर्वै ऑल अहम आई एम एव सर्टनली वेद्या नोएबल वेदांत क्रीत The compiler of the Vedanta, Vedvid, the knower of the Vedas, Eva, certainly, Cha, and Aham, I. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. Repeat after me, please. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. Purport. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from Him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deed. Required knowledge is supplied to him and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all pervading, he is also localized in everyone's heart. He awards the different fruitive result. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna, in his incarnation as Vyasadeva, is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva is the, what is the natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra? Very good. Very good. Knower of the Vedas. Gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, He is the supplier and digester of the foodstuff, the witness of His activity, and the giver of the knowledge in the form of the Vedas, and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned souls. Thus God is all good, God is all merciful. Anta pravista sasta jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body. But he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence in renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does a living entity enjoy or suffer in this world, according to the direction from the Supreme Lord, situated locally in the heart, but he receives the opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. If one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. You also survey Vedair Yate. In all Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra and Upanishad and Puran, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performance of Vedic rituals, discussion of the Vedic philosophy, and worship of the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Veda is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing Him. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra 114 confirms this in the following word. Tattu samanvayat. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By performing the different processes, one can approach him, and at the end, one can attain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas are clearly defined. So very important verse. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanvadi Vachandesha Sarvasya Chaham Rudi Sannivishtav Mata Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedascha Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Ved Vid Eva Chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. So Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, as his expansion, Paramatma, he is situated within everybody's heart. Then there is a first aspect, Brahma, impersonal, all-pervasive aspect of Krishna. And there is a third supreme aspect, original aspect of Krishna, Svamsa. And Ansi, original personality of Godhead, is Krishna. Innumerable expansion, incarnations, unlimited, as many waves are there in the ocean, that many incarnations are there of Krishna. So Brahma is mostly worshipped. Not worship, in English it would be worship, but upasana, being accepted as God, Brahma, impersonal, nirakar, nirvishesh, nirgun, upasana. That is Brahma, all-pervasive aspect, which is impersonal. And people prefer to worship this aspect of the God, because that way they can keep their misconception that I am also the Supreme Personal, I am also the God. So aham tattvamasi, vagera, tattvamasi, so aham. So I don't have to surrender, I am the God, you are the God, and God is dead. That kind of vague philosophy. Everybody is God. Everything God. Yes, God is everything, but everything is not God. God is everything. But everything is not God. But they go other way, reverse. Everything is God. And because everything is God, God is zero. And God is dead. Sunyavad. Nirvishesha sunyavadi paschata desha tarine. Sunyavad. God became everything, and that's why God's existence is zero, and everything became God. And that is sunyavad. Buddha philosophy. Buddhist philosophy. Sunyavad. Prachannam bodham uchyate. Mayavadi asat sastram. Prachannam bodham uchyate. Mayavadi, impersonalist, monist theory, Mayavadis are, how did I spoke that word? Mayavadi asat sastram. Mayavadi commentary, scripture, and whatever they write, it is asat. Asar. Why? Because there is no Krishna. And where there is no Krishna, it is Maya. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Rahe Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. So that's why Mayavadi Sastra are called Prachannam, cheaters. Mayavadi asat sastram. No Krishna means asat, maya. And that's why it is called Mayavad. Where there is no Krishna, there is maya. Where there is maya, there is no Krishna. So Mayavadi sastra doesn't have Krishna. What they use the word? Brahman. So wherever it's used word Brahman instead of Krishna is called Mayavad. Mayavadi Krishner. Very good, very good. और कौन बोला? एक मायावादी कृष्णेर अपराधी, देर एनवियस ऑफ कृष्ण, दे विल स्पीक ऑल वर्ड्स फॉर गॉड बट नॉट कृष्ण, दे विल से गॉड इज एवरीवेयर बट नॉट इन मूर्ति, गॉड इज एवरीवेयर बट नॉट इन टेम्पल. इफ गॉड इज एवरीवेयर देन ही विल बी इन हिज एनर्जी, मूर्ति इज एनर्जी ऑफ कृष्ण, देन ही विल बी इन एनर्जी ऑल्सो. गॉड कैन enter into everything, then why he cannot enter into womb of Mother Uttara and kill the weapon of Aswasthama? Krishna can enter anywhere and everywhere, then why he cannot enter into the murti form? This is their poor fund of knowledge, Prabhupada says. So Brahma has no any kind of mercy because it's impersonal. Nirgun, he has no gun of mercy. He has no quality. So he doesn't have a quality of mercy. Nirgun, Nirakar. So Nirakar, Nirgun, cannot bestow you mercy upon you. And comes Paramatma, next yogis. So this Brahma is worshipped by jnanis, cultivating speculative, dry knowledge, dry philosophical speculation. There is nothing in it. It is dry. And they also become dry. And what is their ultimate destination? They go to Brahma and then they become dry. There is no association. Loner, just like a particle of dust is hovering, moving around in the sunshine, that kind of position of living entity in Brahma. In Brahma, the living entity by itself moving around, it is called Sahajya Mukti, Sahajya, which is impersonal liberation. And Vaishnava Mukti are four: Salokya Sasti, Sarupya, Sarupya, Samipya. Salokya, Sayujya iti uta, Diyamana nagrananti, Vinamat sevana jana. So devotees, they don't even accept these liberations. The Vaishnava liberation are four. Sayujya mukti is impersonal. Mayavadi is liberation in Brahma, Jyoti. They merge into Brahma Jyoti. And devotees, if they want liberation, then Sarupya, Salokya, Sasti or Samipya, Char Mukti, Samipya. But even devotees, they don't hanker for this four Vaishnava liberation also. Harina Janato Mukti Na Mage, Mage Janamo Janama Avatarare, Nita Seva, Nita Kirtan, Achav, Nirakhava, Nanda Kumar, Re, Harinajan, Diyamanam Nagrananti. Even given by me to my devotees all liberation that they want, but they don't desire so. All they are desiring is my Seva, Nita Kirtan, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Achav, Kirtan, again, Nirakavananda Kumar. So this is impersonal liberation. You merge into the Brahma Jyoti. And then there is nothing much variegatedness, nothing much association, loner. And that's why, Aruhya Kuchena Kruchena Parampadam Patanti Yada Anadritya Yasmat Angriyam. Without getting the two lotus feet of Lord Govinda, they go to Brahma Jyoti and then patantiyada, they fall down again and do philanthropic activities, punya karma. So this is Brahma. Then Paramatma. So Brahma cannot bestow any mercy on us because it's not nature. It is not in nature of Brahma to bestow mercy. Has no mercy. Nirgun. And Paramatma is stated here. The Paramatma is giving him knowledge. When it quits the body, enters into another body, then Paramatma starts him from that point, wherever he was. Same point Paramatma starts him. Upadrasta Unamanta. Overseer. He sees the living entity, what kind of karma he is doing, and according to his karma, he is giving him what he deserves. No mercy. Whatever you are deserving, that is given. There is no causeless mercy there. So shall you reap. Whatever you do, you will get that. Whatever seed you plant, that kind of fruit you will get. Jaisi karani, vaisi bharani. That's the equation super soul has, atma. I mean paramatma. Paramatma, upadrasta, unamanta, Gita. So there is no question of mercy there. What you deserve, that you get. If you deserve bad, you get bad. If you deserve good, you get good. Nothing adding. Paramatma cannot add anything. Paramatma cannot subtract anything. Upadrasta. Like two birds sitting on the same tree. One is eating fruit and another one is watching and giving him fruit according to his karma. Upanishad. Bhagavan iti sabhyate. And Bhagavan, his dharma is compassion. Kripa. Bhagavan's Krishna, his dharma is how I can bestow my compassion, bestow my mercy onto this particular living entity who is suffering in this material world. Krishna's dharma is Rasik Shekhar Krishna Param Karuna. Param Karuna. Krishna is very compassionate towards every living entity, even through the Rakshas. Bhakti, you know, Thakur sings that you give liberation to even Rakshas. And we know the Thakilo Bosi. And I am as him. I'm right here. I'm. You granted liberation to even demons. Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, and everybody. Sisupal, Dantavakra, and so many demons. So Krishna is, his nature is compassionate, very akaran kripa. I don't deserve, but Krishna bestows his mercy onto devotees. That is the nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can bestow mercy, causeless mercy. Not Paramatma. Yogi people, they meditate on Paramatma and what do they get? Siddhis. Asta maha siddhi angani ere ubi mukti che emani dasi re. Devotees, dasi, mukti. And asta maha siddhi, devotees, bhaktaraj. How can I serve you? Mukti and siddhis, they stand in front of his door with folded hand, begging to serve him. The yogis, they want this mystic power, siddhis. Anima, lagima, prapti siddhi, vasita, isita, vagera, siddhis. So, with siddhis, you become more puffed up, ahankar. Ahankare mattahaya, Radha Krishna, Pasariya, asatya ra satya karimani. Asatya ko, they take false as a true. Why? Because ahankare mattahaya. So yogis, with the siddhi power, they become very puffed up. And Paramatma does not give, and they attain Paramatma. And Paramatma, he is not compassionate. No negative compassion, no positive compassion. Because Upadrashta Unamanta, he is overseer. Whatever you do, he gives you that. Wherever you stop in this body, when you get next body, he starts you with that. This is Paramatma, Prabhupada says in Paramut. But Krishna, Param Karun. He Krishna, Karuna, not Karuna, but Sindho. Unlimited Sindhu of Karuna. But anybody has sung, He Paramatma, Param Karuna, Sindhu. Aisa koi sabda dikha? Paramatma is Karuna, Sindhu. Ya Brahma is Param Karun. Brahma, Paramatma, Karuna, Sindhu. No. Krishna is He Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu. And then Dinabandho. Dinabandho ka arthe akaran kripa. Din. Din doesn't deserve anything. Garib. A poor man cannot deserve anything. But Krishna is Dinabandhu. He is the friend and brother of Dina. Dinabandhu. Jagatpate. Gopesh. Original form of Krishna is Gop. His original form, original God, looks like what? Gop. Gopesh, Gopika, Kanta, Radha Kanta. And his eternal business is to enjoy with Gop and Gopi. That's it. Gopesh, Gopika, Kanta and Radha Kanta. His two businesses. One is Param Karun, very compassionate. Akaran Kripa, he bestows causeless mercy onto his devotees. They deserve or they don't deserve. But he, Pandavas, is a good example. What did he not do for Pandavas? Going to the battlefield, so many arrows piercing his body. He knew all these things, Trikalagya. But he bestowed mercy on Pandavas, his devotees. So this is Gopesh Gopika Kanta, means he is enjoyer of Madhurya Ras and Prem Ras. He is enjoyer. He likes to. He is Rasik, Sekhar Ras, Rasik. He is Rang Rasik. That's only business. And another business is that he is over compassionate towards his devotees. Param Karun. He is very compassionate. So this quality you will not find in Paramatma or Brahma. And let whole populace, we wouldn't say that, but they don't know. Innocent. They don't want to know also Krishna. They want to know impersonal aspect of God. But personality of Godhead, compassion they do know. Causeless mercy that they don't. And what to talk about enjoying him in a topmost malice, being his boyfriend, being his girlfriend, engaged in Madhurya Ras, and the loving exchanges between him and his devotees increases. Anandam Ambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadhanam. The loving exchanges. The more Krishna loves his devotees, Radharani, Gopis, Gwalbalas, the more he loves, the more they love him. And more Krishna loves him, they love more. So competition of loving exchanges. No succession. Just imagine if you are one of the gopis, assistant of a gopis, Rupa Manjari's assistant. Just imagine how much Prem Vardhan will take place. more love you give it to Krishna, Krishna gives you many, many times more. And that many times you give love to him again, return your love. And Krishna returns you manifold. Increasing that loving exchanges. No cessation. And if you are in that level of increasing your love every moment, Purna Amrita Swadhanam, just imagine how fortunate you are than a yogi or impersonalist, Tattvamasi and Soham. How fortunate. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. How fortunate. Competition between Krishna and you to increase, not decrease, love. Loving exchanges increases. No cessation. Think about that position. That is the position of a devotee. So that's what Prabhupada says in the early part of the purport. Brahma, he awards the different fruitive result as Paramatma. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personal regarded, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of incarnation of the Vedas as well. So his Vedas also hum. So Vedas are enunciated by Krishna. Dharman is Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Vedas are directly enunciated by Krishna. And that's why Vedas are Krishna, or Krishna is Vedas. Otherwise, Veda is just survival. Aham eva vidyo. So before that, sarvasya chaham rudhi sannivishto as a paramatma, and mata smruti, gyan and apohanam. Krishna, from Krishna, this thing comes. If you want to become good student, then you should remember these words, that Krishna gives me remembrance. Krishna gives me knowledge. And if I chant 16, those students who chant 16 rounds, I have seen, they are rankers, number one in the class. Because Krishna bestows them mercy when they chant. And they are peaceful, blissful, happy, no tension. So if you want to become a good student, parents, they also go to school with them. That must tension parents have. So you should tell these words to your children. Veda is chasarve, aham eva vidyo, vedant krit, ved vidyaham. Mata smruti jnanam apohanam cha. From Krishna, forgetfulness comes. From Krishna, remembrance comes. From Krishna, abhav, apohanam comes. And then Veda is chasarve, aham eva vidyo, vedant krit. I am the compiler of Veda as the incarnation, Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva compiled Veda. Veda is eternally existing, Sanatana. Just like soul is eternally existing. Just like Krishna is eternally existing. Just like Maya is eternally existing. Similarly, Vedas are also eternal, Sanatana Dharma. Dharma is also eternal, Sanatana. And what is that Dharma? Jivera Swarupa Hoy? Krishnera Nitya Das. So Krishna Nitya Dasatva, serving Krishna eternally, that is the Dharma. Veda is cha sarvair, aham eva vidyo. So any stupid person can understand such a simple language. Veda is cha sarvair, aham Krishna. Avidesa sarvair aham eva vedyo. Krishna has to be known. Now people, they twist everything. Krishna is sunya, Krishna is impersonal, God is sunya, God is all kind of bindi and you name it, I don't want to say anything. They have so many vague ideas about God. But here it is clearly stated, Krishna is the God. Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedyam. By all the scriptures, all that is to be known is me. And then Prabhupada is quoting at the end, today I read this in Sanskrit. I forgot to write it down. But I read this, that in Vedas, Puranas, Itihas, Sarva Sastra, beginning, middle and at the end, Hari Giyate. Anybody knows these words? Hari is mentioned. In other words, in Vedic literature, Sri Krishna is mentioned. Hare Krishna. Giyate. Throughout Vedic literature, Ved, Puran, Itihas, Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Vedanta, Radhe Upanishad, Vaishnava Upanishads, Kaliya Santrana Upanishad, Harim Giyate. So, very, very obvious, if anybody wants to understand, and that is Purushottam Yoga. This is Purushottam Yoga. That Purna Purushottam, Parameshwar, Paramatma is Krishna and no other than Krishna. Vedas, Ahamavedya, Vedant Krita. And throughout Veda I am known to be as a Purushottam. Krishna is known as Purushottam. Supreme Personality, Purushottam. Supreme Personality of Godhead. And many times Prabhupada is adding one word, original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can say Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, etc. Incarnation. But original, Prabhupada uses that word before Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that word? Original. What is that word? Original. Mool. Mool. Purna Purushottam, Parameshwar, Paramatma, Krishna. But in the front, he adds the word Mool. Original. Original Personality of Godhead is Krishna. So that is stated throughout Vedic literature. But people don't want to surrender, and that's why they derive impersonal meaning of God or Paramatma meaning of God. You don't have to surrender him, Paramatma, because but personality of Godhead is telling you what to do. Come back to me, ham tvam sarva pavibhyo moksha ishyami masucha. So Krishna has to be known by Vedic literature. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead. By performing different processes of, one can approach him. And at the end, one can attain the super goal, who is no better, no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the supreme goal to attain. So, very simple. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another aspect of Krishna cannot bestow their causeless mercy onto you because they are having condition, upadrashta, unamanta, kripa, can causeless mercy, akaran kripa, Krishna can bestow. Krishna is kripalu. So why not worship Krishna, who is the most merciful, most compassionate, and who is the most giver of love. Paramatma is business. Jaisa karoge, vaisa milega. So there is no, and loving exchange is Paramatma, we think Paramatma is greater than greatest. Brahma, very definition of Brahma is that he is greater than greatest. Brahma. Brahma means greater than greatest. So there is no equality, or there is so much difference between you and him in that concept. But Krishna comes equal to you. He becomes equal by yoga maya, potency. He forgets, I am Krishna, I am God. And devotee forgets, he is the God. He is my friend. Brajvasi, they say, he is mere ghar ka banda hai. Mere ghar ka beta hai. Mere ghar ka chora hai. They come equal. And prem is only possible if there is same level. Same level. A king, prince, and jhadu lagane wali sweeper woman. Maybe she is beautiful, and king, but prince, but between them, gulf of not equality. Prem may take place even because of the body, woman and a man, but it will not be the same as princess and prince, they marry together. That is different, same level. So, prem is possible where there is equal level and where there is tanmayta. Tanmayta. Where there is intense meditation by heart on each other. Tanmayta. That is Krishna. He comes under his yogamaya potency and he forgets there is God, and devotee, he covers him also. And then they come on equal. On the bank of Jamuna, Krishna sits down in middle and he is having his lunch with his mitras. Equal level. Sometime he takes Madhu Mangal on his shoulder and gives, plays with. Sometime he dances. Older gopis, they are making him dance, young Kanaya, just for little chas, buttermilk, laban, little laban, and Krishna is pleased. Tumak, tumak, nachne lagte hai. He's dancing. He won't do this if he doesn't forget he's the Supreme. That doesn't mean that he is not Supreme. Personality of Godhead. He is. But yoga maya samavrita. Queen Kunti is singing, maya javanika achannam. You are covered by your yoga maya potency. And then, yatha natya nato yatha. Just like an actor taking different dress and acting as a king and sweeper and so many dresses. But the person remains same. So Krishna has so many forms, so many forms. But original nut is Krishna. Vraje Gopa Murti. In Vraj, he is Gop. That is the original personality of Godhead. Vraj Gopa Murti. Vraje Gopa Murti. This is Krishna, and he can bestow causeless mercy upon us. Not that we need. But he can become your best friend. He can become your best lover. He can reciprocate with you. He can reciprocate out of his way. Most magnanimous way. Causeless. Causeless mercy is available from Krishna. Because he has tons of mercy, unlimited mercy. And he wants to distribute that. And that is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came to distribute causeless mercy of Krishna. And that's why he is called Audari Avatar, Udar. Patra, he doesn't see qualification. He wants to distribute love of Krishna. He wants to give you by any means, whether you deserve or you don't deserve. He wants to give you. And that's why it is Audarya, avatar, udarta, and compassion. So I will stop here. Any question, comment? Yes.
Liberated soul can perform the devotional service or not?
That's the only platform where you perform real devotional service. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kankshati Sama Sarvesh Bhuteshu Madha Bhakti Labhate Pa. Brahma Bhuta means liberated. On a Brahman stage, liberated platform. That's where you start your devotion. So liberated, what is your definition of liberation? Liberated person can, that's your question, right? Liberated person can
perform
devotional service?
Or not.
But that's where you start your devotion. So there is no question of not.
Why devotee is not intend devotional service?
Okay, why don't they hanker for liberation?
Yeah.
Because liberation, very definition given by Rupa Goswami, the liberation means that jivera swarupo hoy, krishnera nitya das, to become situated in devotional service to Krishna is a liberation. You understand that? In another words, those who performing devotional service to Krishna, they are performing in liberated stage. Liberated, it is, liberation means to become fixed in one of the service to Krishna. That is liberation.
Means better devotional service can be performed in liberation stage?
Better, yes. It begins there. Brahma Bhuta.
Why devotee doesn't want liberation?
Other kind of liberation, like merging into Krishna, because there is no reciprocation. We don't want that liberation.
Except Sahuji,
other liberation also, then you are hankering for something. If Krishna wants to grant us Salokya, Sarupya, Sasti, Sanidhya, yes, we will take. We will do that if he wants. But we don't want to hanker. All we want is in heaven or hell. All I want to do is serve you. Narayana para sarve kutaschana bibhyati narka apavarga swargesu tulyartha darsina. For devotees, nark, Golok Vrindavan, and swarg is same. Doesn't matter.
But in higher planet we can perform better devotional
service. No, bad devotional service. Wrong. In heaven, you cannot.
Goloka or Vaikuntha, higher planet.
No, it's not that. You can perform same devotional service here if you are situated in a Brahman state. If you are situated beyond Sattva Gun, then it is same everywhere. Because it is absolute, spiritual, Suddha Sattva.
But here under three modes of material nature.
Who?
Jiva under the control of...
Here. But that's what liberation means. You above three modes material nature, that's where the devotional service, pure devotional service starts. You have to rise above the modes. And that is what Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Na sochati, no hankering. I want to go to Golok. No hankering. No lamentation. I didn't go to Golok yet. No lamentation. Wherever I am, all I want to do is I want to serve Krishna without any condition, without any interruption. Ahaitukya pratyata yai atma suprasiddhati. So it doesn't matter. You are in Golok, heaven or hell or Tulyarthadarsi, Narayana para sarve, kutaschana vibhyati, narka, swarga apavargeshu, Tulyarthadarsi. Doesn't matter, wherever we are with Krishna, we are serving Him, bhajan, kirtan, association of devotees, utsav, and blissful life. This is Golok, this is not different than Vaikuntha. Prabhupada says, all my temples are Vaikunthas. And they are Supreme Personality of Godhead is right there. Reciprocation is many devotees reciprocate in service. So this is where bhakti begins. Any another question? Both ways. Both ways. One or another will not work. Just like mother and a child, small 6-month-old child. Mother wants to feed child all the time whenever child needs. But child has to cry for the mother in order to tell her that I am hungry now. So then mother immediately rushes to the child and feeds. But child had to do something to invoke that mercy into mother so that mother can come and feed. She has a mercy, but soi we call dormant mercy. So child has to awaken her mercy by crying for mother. Then immediately mother comes and bestows milk to the child. So both. Any other question? So that child's cry means chanting. We have to chant. So that is to invoke mercy into Krishna. We have to chant 16 rounds a day. How many rounds?
16 rounds.
16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra a day. So if you cry like child's cry for mother, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then you are invoking that mercy into Krishna, causeless mercy into Krishna. And he will bestow. So who will chant 16 rounds here? Let us see the hands. 16 rounds, who will chant? How about you? You don't want causeless mercy of Krishna? In middle, and so like that, you have to chant in order to invoke that mercy in Krishna. It is there, like mother.
Without his remembrance, he gives the remembrance. How we remember time of death? Relate this to statement.
Well, we have to practice throughout the life. That's the idea. Then at the end of the life, you will remember him. And then he says, if you don't remember, don't worry. You have practiced throughout the life, and I'll bestow my causeless mercy unto you. But we have to start now. Not that, let me do all nonsense, and at the end of the life, I'll force Krishna to make me remember, and then I go back to him. No, it doesn't work like that. If you, by utmost humility, if you chant his holy name and seek for his mercies throughout his life, then at the end of the life, whether he comes or not, remembrance comes or not, doesn't matter. Prabhupada says, I will stand in the back door of Vaikuntha and I'll open back door of Vaikuntha, illegal entry. That is Prabhupada. You chant Hare Krishna. That is his condition. He says very clearly, if anybody follows four regular principles and chants 16 rounds a day throughout his life, then guarantee, Vaikuntha is guarantee. And if he doesn't make it, I will make sure that I wait for him back door. Front door he may not enter, then back door. Say Vaikuntha, back or front. No difference. That's Prabhupada. So we don't have to worry about remembering at the end. We will remember. Every devotee does remember. But even if you accidentally died and didn't remember or whatever, doesn't matter. That causeless mercy is already guaranteed. We have to behave in our life. That's it. Life is ours and we should give it to Krishna. It's my life, we say. So my life, we give it to Krishna. Then everything is perfectly taken care of. Any another question?
All jiva has same quality like Krishna. There is difference in quantity. But from where the jiva got false ego?
So you cannot find from where and when and why and all this question, you cannot. But one thing you should know is that he has the freedom to desire. That freedom you cannot take away, and that desiring ability you cannot take away from jiva. So sometime, once upon a time, he misused that minute independence and he desired that I am bhokta, like Krishna. That is false ego. I am. Not I am Krishna's devotee. I am Krishna's servant. I am Krishna's. No. I am bhokta, like Krishna is bhokta. Once he started. When? Why? All these questions not relevant. He had a minute independence. You cannot take it away, independence of a living entity. Can you take away independence of your child? Can you take away independence of a very small ant and mosquito? We cannot. So every living entities have a small, minute independence. And the second thing, can you take away desiring capacity of your child or mosquito or chitti or chidiya or dog or hog? Can you take away? No. These two. So once upon a time, we misuse our independence to have a desire of the same status as Krishna. Or why Krishna is enjoyer, I am also enjoyer. Ishwara ham ham bhogi. Siddho ham balavan sukhi. So you cannot stress where, when, why. But it happened. It happened. And if you want detailed answer, then homework, our origin, Prabhupada folio, our origin, written by our GBC body. This question is very intricate. So you can, whole book is on this question, one question that you are asking, our origin. What is it? Our origin. So you read that. Would you read that? Okay. Any other question?
Is there a chance, if somebody goes to Brahman platform, what is asking the first question? Is there a chance from there he will become a devotee?
Yeah. Very much chance. Yes.
If there is no association of other devotees?
Chance is there. Every moment a living entity has chance to surrender to Krishna, to turn his face towards Krishna. At any moment, not that in particular stage he is, so he cannot turn his face to Krishna. Sastra sadhu kripaye yadi Krishna unmukh hoy, sei jeev nistare maya tahar chudai. That chance is always there. Maybe Krishna can come there in Brahma Jyoti. He is Brahma Jyoti and he can help us. Chance is there. That chance cannot be taken away by anybody to go back to Krishna. Just like a child, lost child. Nobody can take away child's chance to reunite with his parents again. No king, no law, no police, no anybody can take away that. Every moment, every eternally, child has that prerogative. So we are his part and parcel, Krishna's. So we have that chance all the time. Any other question?
When soul reach Goloka, they grab human form of body or another form?
That is up to soul. He wants to serve Krishna in a santaras, then he can become furniture of Krishna. He can become palace of Krishna. He can become chariot of Krishna. He can become lakuti, the stick of Krishna, flute of Krishna. Santaras. Then he can do other rasas called servitor and parental and sakya, friends, madhurya.
But that identity will remain permanent or that identity can be changed?
Let's see. Okay. Okay. So, floor is yours. Thank you. Skrantras Bhagavad Gita ki
jai.
Sri Radha Krishna Chandra ji ki
jai.
God Premanandi. Jai.